Yesterday we celebrated the feast of the great bishop and father of the church, St. Martin of Tours. And today we celebrate another St. Martin. It is the feast of Pope St. Martin the First, who is not only Pope, but also a martyr for the faith. He was born and lived at least in the 7th century. And as I have mentioned before, after Constantine freed the church from the persecution of the empire, then now that one bother, a tremendous bother, was gone from the church, the devil unleashed many, many others. And so among the others that he unleashed at the time of Pope St. Martin was the heresy of monothelitism. Now yesterday when we had our little meeting with people who were interested in and asking questions about the Holy Catholic faith, somebody mentioned about the natures of Christ. And of course, there is one person, one hypostasis in Christ, and two natures. But each of the nature contains its full nature. Now, the monothelitized, and that was, of course, the work of the so-called Patriarch of Constantinople. Many of the problems of the church can be found to have the root in Constantinople. Once you destroy the unity of the church, but even before they actually did, they were already a big bother to the church for many centuries, not years, centuries. And so Nicholas, the Patriarch of Constantinople, decided to deny the fact of the complete nature, human nature of Christ, and the complete divine nature of Christ. And the problem is, monothelitism means that Christ had one will. Now, there was a similar heresy, monophysitism, that said Christ had one nature, a hybrid nature, like a rose, a new rose, of a mixture of Christ, of divine and human, which, of course, is a horrible heresy. There's one person with two natures. Don't try to understand it. You never will, but you need to know it, and you absolutely need to believe it. And so, in the human nature of Christ, he has a human will. And the monothelites said that no, Jesus had only one will. Of course, they were probably looking at it in a pious way, that the will of Christ as man was united completely and totally with his divine will, which is true, but it was still a separate will. His human will had to agree and to accede to the divine will, but it was yet a human will. And so, among others, St. Martin condemned it and condemned Nicholas, and he also called for a council in Rome. Not long after that, the emperor, who was in league with the patriarch, they're always in league. The Orthodox are very political. They are if anybody has ever accused the Catholic Church of being political, they don't know anything. They need to look to the East. And the emperor is almost like a second pope to them. And so, and that is why the church in the East, even though persecuted under communism, still survived relatively well, because they bowed the knee to the government. And the emperor, and at the bequest of the bishop of Constantinople, sent people to Rome to try to kill the pope. And that did not succeed. In fact, whoever was charged with killing the pope had a most horrible, horrible death. And then another group was sent from the bishops and the emperor in Constantinople. This time, they took over the Lateran Basilica and Palace. We had its feast last Sunday. And they took the pope prisoner. And they took him in chains to Constantinople and made his journey horrible. had absolutely no courtesy whatsoever for the supreme pontiff of the church, whom they hated. And they took him to Constantinople, and the emperor exiled him to an island, and there, after much, much, much suffering, St. Martin died a horrible death as a martyr. And so today, and of course there's many ways to be a martyr, you don't have to have your head cut off, but there, if you suffer for Christ, you're a martyr. That's it. St. Martin suffered tremendously for Christ. And so he died in the year 655 after 9 years of pontificate. And today we pray to him for the church of today, and we pray for Pope Leo the 14th, and for all the bishops, that they may follow the church and follow Jesus Christ completely and totally, and not give in to the modern ideas that are destroying the world and the church with it. So may St. Martin, Pope and Martyr, assist us, assist Pope Leo, and assist every single one of us who are suffering for Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.